This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arati. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha today. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. 10 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on 8th and debate on electoral reforms on 9th December.
There will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. The discussion will start at 12 noon and will go on for the full day. On Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the opposition party members to cooperate fully and also to enrich the parliamentary proceedings.
The 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage will begin today at Red Fort in New Delhi. The session will be chaired by Vishal V. Sharma, Ambassador and Permanent Delegate of India to UNESCO. India has nominated Diwali, the Festival of Light, Brotherhood, Compassion and Collective Celebration as its submission for the UNESCO Intangible Heritage list this year. Union Minister for Culture and Tourism, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, said the proposal earlier reviewed by independent evaluation bodies will be discussed during the session and the government is confident of a positive outcome. The six-day event aims at examining nominations submitted by the state's parties for inscription on the UNESCO ICH list, reviewing the status of existing elements and providing international assistance for the safeguarding intangible cultural heritage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's motto of Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi is a commitment to ensure that modernization and urbanization strengthens culture rather than erasing the cultural roots. He said India is ensuring that no tradition, no practitioner and no community remain invisible or unsupported. Mr. Modi said this in his message at the inaugural ceremony of the UNESCO's 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in New Delhi. He said that for India, heritage has never been a matter of nostalgia, but is a living, flowing river of continuous stream of knowledge, creativity and community. Goa police has arrested 4 people, including the general manager and 3 staffers of Arpora nightclub, after a massive fire at the club killed 25 people and injured 6 others. The move comes after police registered an FIR against the nightclub's owners, along with the manager and the event organizers. Arpora Nawa Panchayat Sarpanch was also detained for issuing a trade license for the nightclub's premises in 2013. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has informed that out of the 90 lakh farmers affected by unseasonal rains in the state, 92% farmers have received financial assistance. He said rest of the farmers will also receive the assistance after completing KYC procedure. In FIH Hockey Men's Junior World Cup 2025 semi-final match, Germany beat India comprehensively by a 5-1 margin at the Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai last night. Germany's Lukas Kossel, Titus Wex, Jonas Jersum and Ben Hasbach got on the score sheet. In men's hockey, India defeated hosts South Africa 5-2 in the first match of the 3-match series at Stellenbosch in Cape Town last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.